The Belmont is on the air. Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, the Belmont Hotel presents the first program of its new radio series with an all-star cast featuring that rollicking and extemporaneous comedian, Mr. L.A. Campbell, those four Belmont beauties, that sterling dramatic actor, Dr. Faust, those two popular radio favorites, Portland Hopper and Fred Allen, and as a special added attraction, brought here from Lawrence, Massachusetts, for one night only, at tremendous expense, a man named McKenzie.
And now, on with the show.
Good evening, friends. I've been asked to say hello, and to welcome one and all to our radio show.
Mr. Allen.
Quiet, Portland, please.
Is this program sponsored by Shepherd Cheese?
No, our program isn't sponsored.
Not by Lucky Strike or Camel?
No, it's just a little tribute to Miss Gloria Hamill.
But what's the big idea? What's your program all about?
Well, the title tells the story. It's called Gloria's Coming Out.
Is Gloria a debutante about to join the social club?
No, Gloria's coming out because she's been in the house too long. Now, I don't know the details, and I'm sure you'd much rather get the story from a reliable source. I present, then, Gloria's father.
Yes, I am Gloria's father. Hamill is my name. I'm a pretty good magician, but leather is my game. I specialize in goatskins, and I'll never hit the skids. When nobody else has goatskins, I'll still have seven kids. Had I known at the Belmont Gloria'd be taken ill, I'd have given up our cottage and stayed home in Haver Hill. When Gloria was stricken, I was a broken man. 3 meals a day she left untouched, I was paying for American plans. I lost my head completely. I called the face file plotters. If you want to know what else I did, you'll have to ask my daughter.
When Mr. Hamill does fall, the blonde and fair. I'm fine,
I'm
your own.
I'm Virginia.
I am Claire.
When Dad heard one girl was ill, he cried on his affair.
Virginia, or Claire. I am the MD the Hamill girls called. My office hours are from 1 to 3. My name is Dr. Seth. I am the foe of every germ. I laugh at cynical dangers. I always wear my rubber gloves when shaking hands with strangers. I treat hearts and lungs and livers with poultices, pill, and ointments. I can take your tonsils out, but only by appointment. I diagnosed Miss Gloria's case. She had minor pains abdominal. Before I left, I requested my fee, an amount I thought quite nominal. I've observed my patient every day. She's improving, there's no doubt. Tuesday, I engaged a burly chap to carry Gloria out.
I've just been called a burly chap, and I am in a frenzy. The name here on my business card shows that I am A. McKenzie. I am the smiling Scotchman. I suggest you give me a tryout. I'll sell you a car on easy terms. I'll just take your right eye out. I have Studebakers, 8-door Dodge sedans, Hudson, Buick, Stanley steamers, as well as other cans. The fact that I carried Gloria to freedom from her jail shows what a used car dealer will do to try and make a sale. I offer special Cape Cod terms, for Cod is C-O-D. If there's a Ford in Gloria's future, she's buying it from me.
And now to ruin a Latin phrase, sick transit Gloria Monday. We take the sick and transit out to have Gloria well by Sunday. To end our Belmont program, we raise a mighty shout to let the town of Harwich know that Gloria's coming out. Ladies and gentlemen, you have just heard the first program in the new Belmont series. This broadcast came to you direct from the living room of the Hamill Cottage on the Belmont grounds of West Harwich, Massachusetts. Tune in again next week for the Belmont program starring the Mystery Chef. The Mystery Chef will give an entertaining talk entitled, Should the Belmont Put Heavier Meat in the Sandwiches to Keep Them from Blowing Off of the Paper Plates on Windy Days at the Beach? Thanks for tuning us in tonight. Don't forget next week the Mystery Chef, and the following week at the same time, those two prominent comedians, Lump and Abner. Good night. This is an L.H. Hamill production. Box 22, Haverhill, Massachusetts.